This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. On the first day of public testimony, an impeachment witness said that President Donald Trump asked repeatedly about investigations in Ukraine. The AP's Ed Donahue has details.
William Taylor is the top diplomat in Ukraine. He testified there were discussions about U.S. aid and investigations of Joe Biden.
A member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations.
Gordon Sondland is another diplomat. That staff member asked him what President Trump thought about Ukraine.
Mr. Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
This was after President Trump's July phone call with the new leader of Ukraine that set off the impeachment inquiry. Ranking Republican Devin Nunes says nothing bad happened.
Security assistance was provided to Ukraine without the Ukrainians having done any of the things they were supposedly being blackmailed to do.
An anonymous whistleblower's complaint set off the inquiry, and Republicans want to hear from that person in a closed hearing. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to the White House Wednesday for a second time at what is a low ebb in relations between Washington and Ankara. Erdogan recently infuriated U.S. officials when he ignored American warnings not to invade northeastern Syria in an operation targeting Syrian Kurds. At an afternoon news conference, the Turkish president, speaking through an interpreter, said Turkey does not target Kurds, only terrorists such as the YPG and the PKK.
My political party has more than 50 MPs of Kurdish ethnicity in the Turkish parliament. We don't have problems with the Kurds, but we have problems with the terrorists.
The Turkish leader has also upset American officials with the purchase of the S-400 missile defense system from Moscow. President Trump said the two nations are discussing that issue. This is VOA News.